Hello, and welcome to the Centre of the Universe, a D&D podcast where four mates travel over the hill and far away in the magical land of the fairies. There's Ups, a dragonborn rogue, played by Alex.
If you want something, you've got to do stuff for us. We've played your little game, given questions and answered questions and given presents.
Marshall the Shady, a half-orc barbarian, played by Mike.
I am invincible!
Bubba, a gnome sorcerer, played by Will.
Let's go on the river! Let's go on the river!
And I'm Jody, the Dungeon Master.
Sun has beaten their way there. We know we set a bar for...
It's minus 10 damage as well, wasn't it?
It was a fair bit of damage.
It's got a big chunk taken out of it.
Don't fuck with the furniture. I told you.
Alright, well, I didn't know.
I literally tried to tell you like 10 times.
Yeah, but I'm not going to listen to you.
So, what next? What next? You ran off with the tail between your legs. We'll go out of initiative. Are you just heading down the path in the direction that the signpost says?
The trap of fortune.
The trap of fortune. Okay. Who is leading?
Well, Marshall's run off in front, so...
Marshall. Who has, I suppose, who's the most outdoorsy? Who's more comfortable kind of leading a trek through this enchanted forest?
Probably Ups, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Although I am good outdoors in forest.
Yeah, I was on the run for a while.
Yeah.
After being a slave, having no sleep outside, I guess. I was on the run for a while. Live with the circus,
is there a
travel.
Badger I can ask?
in this realm, it's actually a fantasy badger.
What, a honey badger?
Well, no, just a fantasy badger.
Oh, in this realm...
Compared to where we were,
yeah.
Like this would actually be a fantasy badger.
Oh,
rather
badger.
Than compared to where we were for us, it would have been a fantasy badger.
In this realm, it's... badgers probably talk normally.
Oh, right, okay. And fire arrows at people hacking down their signpost.
Yeah.
You should get that checked out.
Who by?
Huh?
Yourself?
Maybe see if there's sort of like
poison arrow drive-by centre.
see if there's signs of poisoning around.
Oh,
around.
You passed the save by one. It was DC 10, you rolled 11. So yeah.
I am invincible.
Okay, well, if Ups is leading...
Oh, I could kick your ass and kill you right now. You've got 2 hit points.
Have you seen how much gold he's got? No, I'm kidding you.
I love the hole you need to get that scene to. Like, where are you going to go? The chemist?
Oh, yeah. No, just go to the walk-in.
I bet they haven't got any fucking natural flow tests.
No.
Current topics.
So, who is leading after all of that?
Me, I guess.
Oh. Okay. Do a survival check.
Hey!
We're all gonna die.
7.
Plus.
You are terrible at survival.
I always do that. Sorry, plus, and look at my sheet, hoping that Johnny would tell me plus what.
No idea.
Yes. Right, okay. And there's no traps. You're just forging ahead. As far as you can tell, it's all going really, really well.
Yeah, and that's good.
You walk on all day. You're still on a path. And what's really, really weird is, you know, you're walking for what seems like, you know, hours. Because, you know, nothing's happening. You're just walking along. You see the odd thing here and there, like, you know, some birds or...
Are we going around in circles, Jamie?
You don't know. You don't. Not as far as you're aware. You don't really see any signs of that, no.
Can I ask a question?
Hmm.
How does this relate to the hex thing?
Oh, so the navigation check is to see whether you're lost or not. If you get lost, you go in a random direction. If you're not lost, then you go the direction you wanted to go.
Right. Do we feel like we've gone further than the clearing would have been?
No, we've gone to the clearing.
The clearing was where the signpost was.
Oh, yeah. Right, sorry.
We're not, okay. We've been to the clearing. We're not welcome back to the clearing. We've moved on from the clearing.
Someone was
we're off to the Trap of Fortune now.
Trap of Fortune.
But you just checked and there was no traps. So,
yeah.
There's no fortune.
So, no traps right here.
But I don't think we're at the fortune yet.
What is weird is that all this time appears to be passing, yet the sun hasn't moved in the sky at all. It's still kind of locked in the same position. It's just weird to you, and you know, just going on and on and on in the drudgery of it. And after a while, you call a halt, ups, and you're like, let's take a rest.
I remember there being a thing about the Feywild being called the land of the setting sun. Is that a thing?
Maybe.
And so the sun's constantly setting, but it's always in the position of being below the yardarm, but not being below that. Like above the horizon.
It's sundowners. Sundowners. Whee!
Hey.
Would that be a history check or a nature check?
For details about the Feywild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. Sure. Whatever you want to do. History, arcana, works. Whatever you can make an excuse for you having that piece of knowledge. What about ups? Would mean that you know a little bit about the Feywild.
Well, I would know that maybe.
You may have had an uncle in the Feywild. You never know.
Yeah. Well, nines and that.
You're a Fey.
Huh? Do I need to roll?
For details about the Feywild? Yeah, just roll a general
D20.
Yeah, Arcana check because I know you're trained in Arcana.
11 plus 4, 15.
Okay. What kind of arcane truths Bubba knows? Probably, maybe, because so Bubba was originally raised by gnomes, right? But at some point he was adopted by humans. Like, would you have had the opportunity to learn any gnome stories?
I've got, like, vague memories of it, because obviously gnomes have quite long memories.
Hmm.
So I remember a little bit about my infant and hearing stories. So a little bit of that. But
it's like your earliest memories.
Yeah, like in the dim mists of memory. Like,
because how old? Bubba's like 40, lived for 40 years, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he looks quite young, right?
Well, it's a gnome. Gnomes live for like 350 years or something like that. Okay. So yeah, you would have definitely heard fairy tales, but gnomish myths and gnomish legends about the land of fairy. It's, you know, it's definitely where a lot of gnomes have come from. You know, gnomes are tied to the plane of fairy, and there is a large population of gnomes who live there. So what do you know? The rules of fairyland. Okay, let's have a look at this kind of thing.
Is it like a gnome calling?
A gnome calling?
Yeah, like a gnome sound that you call, you shout to the other gnomes.
What does a badger sound like?
Yeah, what does a fox say?
What does
the gnome say?
Oi, cunts, anyone here?
So the rules of fairyland are, don't accept a gift from a fae.
Right.
Ooh, good to know.
That's very
good. I would have definitely accepted a gift.
I would have taken loads of gifts.
Don't consume the food and drink of the fairies.
Oh, I guess.
Oh, right, so we've only got our 10 days rations.
Never dance with a fae.
Okay.
What if they're really hot?
Never tell them your full name. Never stray from a path. Use your manners, but don't say thank you. Okay, and the reason
don't break signs.
The reason you don't say thank you is if you say thank you to someone, you then you owe them. It's like
it has
a powerful bonding effect. Right. Like you
can
know,
you say cheers, tar.
It's the same sort of
any kind of thing where you are in debt to someone. You are in debt to them, so it's like that's the practical upshot of that.
Don't invite a vampire into your home.
Don't give a fae any clothing.
Never say boo to a goose.
Yeah.
Always put your tongue where you wouldn't put your toothbrush.
always get.
So, what was that last one, Tony?
Always keep your word, and don't repay more than you borrowed.
Okay.
What happens if you repay more than you borrowed?
Then someone will be in your debt, I suppose, and then you've got like an annoying hanger-on.
Oh, okay.
I know. You know that the beings of Fairyland adhere to these kind of rules because those are the rules of this place. Mm. What you also know about the nature of this plane, if you imagine the cosmos. So in the middle, you have the prime plane, the prime material plane, which is the continent that you all were born on and grew up on. That was the place that you left to come here. So that's the prime plane. On either side of it, as a dark echo and a bright, vibrant echo, you have the Shadowfell and where you are, the Feywild. Then above that, you have the Astral Sea, which is the domains of the gods and other celestial beings. And then below you have the Elemental Chaos, which where the Abyss is and a lot of the elemental planes like fire and stuff like that. So this is the cosmology, if you will, of, right, of this place. The prime plane is special. Everyone knows that. But other planes, and maybe you just know this about the fairy plane, it was created by magic. It's inherently magic. So the same rules of physics and ecology and evolution don't exist here. This is a made-up fairyland.
So the laws of thermodynamics means nothing. So like entropy, the idea that things will degrade over time, that's not a thing.
It maybe it can be replicated, but you know, if you make a fire will burn because that. Okay. But you know, the very fabric of this place is magic, and it can be
so
bent
in short,
or broken.
Not
or...
every action will, by necessity, have an equal or opposite reaction, but sometimes it will.
Yeah, or if you damage something, then it may be repaired by magic, or it may sort
fight
of event.
Back.
Yeah.
Fight and have little defenders that live in the woods and fire poisonous arrows at you.
Noted.
Word to the wise.
I'm
still none the wiser about what all this is.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is just it. So, Ups has led you deeper into the Enchanted Woods. And then after trekking around for what seems like hours, she calls a halt and says, "Oh, look, let's take a rest."
Cool.
What
that seems reasonable.
The upshot of that in a game's mechanic sense, if you will, if we pull back the
elbows
curve,
off the table,
is Ups failed the navigation roll.
So where's this lost?
I moved you in a random direction, and then I rolled for random encounters and didn't roll the number that I was looking for a random encounter.
So we're just bungling about. Right, okay.
You can do another navigation check and carry on walking.
We're taking the rest now, aren't we?
Yeah. We're taking the rest.
Okay.
Can I have some hit points?
You want to take a little rest. If you have a full rest, which is where you guys chill for 8 hours, you can do. You might sleep. You might just rest. You might meditate, or you know, pray, or all of these kinds of things. But you do nothing strenuous for 8 hours, and you get all of your hit points back, all of your daily abilities, all of your spells. You'll reset.
But we lose a day's
food. Eight hours pass. Yeah,
we've only got 10 days of rations.
Well, yeah, but we haven't eaten anything yet.
Yeah, we've still got 10 days of rations, including today.
I want the brink of death. I think we should nap.
I think we should keep going until he falls over and dies. Again, we'll stop and.
Yeah, I think we need to rest.
Yeah, you seem a bit overly confident for someone who just got us lost.
Hey, like, you don't know we're lost.
I do know we do.
How do you know we're lost?
You're also lost.
You're already lost. Are you lost? I'm lost.
I heard a magical voice in the distance.
Saying what?
Explain that you had failed your navigation roll.
My what?
And you're and now you're lost.
I think that slime hit you really hard in the face. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I might
leave.
What's in the
navigation roll?
Well, you say morning again. The quality of the light doesn't change. The sun doesn't set
ever setting sun. Telling you.
But
it's like being in fucking Scandinavia in summer. Sun never fucking sets.
Yeah. It's an official snack break.
Official snack break.
Oh, so many snacks.
Crunchy snacks.
Crunchy snacks. I like crunchy snacks.
There's,
there's like no other. I like that.
I got some dairy free chocolate
that's
as well.
That's very clever.
Full hit points.
Hit points.
Yeah,
hit
you can rub out any hit points deficit that you're on.
Do you want the other chocolate rush?
Oh, cheers, mate. You get all of your rages back, all of your all of your spells are renewed, so you've got full spell slots.
Yeah.
Neither of you prepare spells, do you? You just have the spells that you know.
Yeah, I've only got 3 first level ones and 3 cantrips.
So I'm at 32 then, yeah?
Yes, that's your full hit points. Right, so that is where we are at. You spend an amount of time resting.
8 hours eating Smarties.
Yeah, you feel brand new afterwards. So what's next? What's your next steps?
Well, we're not let Bubba fast on this path. Should we go off the path? Go sideways like in the lab.
No, we don't want to go off the path.
Why not?
It's one of the rules of the fairy that I just read out.
Why?
Did you write them down?
No. Oh. I remember them.
You remember them. Cool.
I can obviously just say, Jody, what are the rules again? It's in my head.
Player knowledge versus character knowledge. Yeah, there's no... what's the word? I'm looking for responsibility on your part.
Should we just shout out for somebody?
What does that sound like?
Well, Will, can you not shout out in little animal speak?
I mean, yeah, I can do actually. Shall I try and consort with something in the woods or something?
What does that look like?
See, this is the thing though. If I put out
another flying alligator goes over the horizon.
Alright, here's how we go with this. I get a little bit of the bread that I've got to attract some kind of bird. Because that's a gift. And then once I've put some food out and a bird eats it and that we're in the fae. So the bird then owes me a favour.
Okay.
And I can ask for some directions maybe.
Give it a go.
Okay, this would
be... Is that a bad idea? That might be a really bad idea.
What's the worst that could happen?
We advance the game.
Do an animal handling check, please. It's based on your charisma, so you'll be good at it.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Call the duff from above.
What's that? Is that D20?
Yeah, the skill check. So D20.
9. 4 plus 5.
Okay. None of the regular tricks or noises that you would make seem to be attracting these birds. They don't seem to be interested in your breadcrumbs either.
Oh, right, okay, well, that didn't work. Should we just go somewhere and do something?
I might just do 1 foot off the path, just to...
All right.
Just to nudge...
I slap it's like as it slides over.
No! Okay,
let's keep walking on our heads to a...
You're going to follow up this direction?
No, mate.
This time.
Bubba.
Oh, Bubba's going to do a navigation check.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let's see how fucking good your navigation check is.
We will.
D20?
Yep. Add your wisdom.
18. Add. I've got a -1 wisdom.
Okay. not very wise.
wiser than fucking two, though.
Yeah. You saw it. I can't hide my dice rolls. Yeah. It's all above board. You look towards the setting sun, you look towards the mountains, which look a bit further away now, and you're pretty sure that you were going in completely the wrong direction. So you just turn round on the path, walk back to the signpost. It takes about probably another 8 hours.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed back in this signpost. I'm just going to linger at the back.
I see you trying to hide.
You bloody lad.
I said, very sorry.
I think her bubba is a gnome shield.
What, in place of your actual shield?
Yeah, that seems inconvenient. Then you've got a shield and a gnome.
No, you've got a spell casting shield.
Love it.
But no weapon.
A gnome is a weapon.
Shield is a weapon.
A gnome is a weapon.
Weaponized gnome. It sounds like.
So you're back at the signpost. You're back at the signpost. And you're like, oh, now you're like, oh. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, right, I see what I did.
Shall we carry on then?
Yeah. Are you going
to the traps.
Do I need to roll the dice again?
Because you're all now helping each other, you can have advantage on your navigation check.
What does that mean?
Why do we need to roll a navigation check? We're at the signpost.
You're going to stay here?
We're looking at the signpost, so it's telling
us. It's the fight wild, just roll the fucking dice.
Roll the dice then, Will.
2d20s.
I should have pre-rolled this all for you.
2d20s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 26 plus... Oh, minus one.
Okay. Do you know what?
25.
You don't see anything on the road at all.
On the road again.
Until...
Back on the road again, my friend.
Until eventually you come... You're still walking on the same path. It seems what are you talking about? You are just walking. What did we say? It was Ups, Marshall, and Bubba.
Yeah.
It seems like hours towards this setting sun. The sounds of the enchanted witch around you. What are you guys?
Of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around.
99.
Oh, God. Start again. Back to the beginning.
Back to the 50th time you've started again. 99, 98. You have 97, 96, 95, as you did before. 99.
All right, Bubba. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around. 97 bottles of beer on the wall. 97 bottles of beer on the wall. 97 bottles of beer.
Horace tap dancing horse.
Horace is more entertaining than the 99 bottles of beer song.
Because he would just do like some.
It's no Baron Sharp, you know.
It's 43 million in the bed and the little one said.
What's the after 43 million?
42 million. 999.
That's a hard one. It's 42, then all the nines, yeah, right?
Yeah. 42, then all the nines.
42 and all the nines.
Except for the eight at the end.
42 and all the nines.
What happens is eventually you come to what looks like a more, dare I say it, well-used pathway.
Does it look fortunate?
Not yet. No. Nothing like that. But what is weird is you do
well used how?
Like trod up a little bit. Like there's some tracks.
Fresh trod up.
Have a look at the tracks.
Okay, do an investigation
check. Are they animal tracks?
Sniff them.
Are they human, are they vehicle or footies? What's that?
Six.
It's a nine.
There's a little chip in it that looks like the top.
11.
11, okay.
Are they animal or...
It's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell. You could just tell maybe it's seen a bit more traffic. That's what you can tell with that. But what you do notice is like an almost hidden path, forking off into the woodland, and you swear for a moment you get just the smell of
traps.
Something. No,
cheeseburgers.
No, something crispier than that. Something crunchier.
Onions.
No, a soca rhythm.
No, what's spring rolls or yeah. So some your favourite crunchy food. You can
crunchy
just,
food.
Ooh, calamari.
Oh, I told you it's traps.
And your belly just rumbles a little bit.
Oh, traps.
Crispy food.
I don't think we should go.
I don't think we should go down there either.
What's down the invisible path?
The invisible path with the
crispy smell.
What can anyone else smell? Does anyone else smell that?
Smell what?
Can anyone else smell that?
Can I do some kind of magical chest thing?
Spring rolls.
Crispy spring rolls.
So, can I do some kind of magical
smell? I smell crispy duck.
You smell something else.
What do you want to magic?
What do you smell,
Will?
What magic are you magicking?
I don't have any special magic smells. Can I do
I'm pretty sure
you should come over here and have a sniff, you fat bastard.
Your special magic.
Oh, is there something I can do with a stealth dex?
Stealth check is hiding.
What's if I can hide?
Yeah, if you want to hide from
the smell.
Hide from the smell.
Can I do something to check this magical pathway and whether it's dangerous or not?
You can do an investigation check and or any kind of knowledge check, arcana check.
Oh, let me do an arcana magical check, does that seem, or just investigation? What do you guys reckon? Do an investigation?
Yes.
Or an arcana?
Arcana.
Investigation.
Alright, I'm going to do a Meccano.
A Meccano?
Arcana
check, go for it.
What's that, D20? I don't know why I'm asking, it's always a D20.
Yeah, unless it's damage, it's a D20.
I got 10 plus 4,
14. I mean, you don't see anything particularly worrying about this path. It is a path. What do you know about this kind of thing? There are lots of denizens of the Feywild. Some of them mean you well, some of them mean you ill.
I mean, it seems
we're not supposed to take any food from a fae,
so we don't want it. Doesn't matter that we can smell it's, food.
Yeah. Well, why is the path secret and hidden?
Yeah.
So
do we want to carry down the heavily trodden path?
Yeah.
He tried to fight a sign. It didn't end very well. I don't like our chances here.
All right, that's what we're doing.
I feel like this is a very magical place, and I'm literally a guy with an axe that can't even chop down.
And your solution to everything is to hit it with.
You're now a man of God as well.
A man of God.
Why are you with an axe?
His third level choice was the path of the zealot, which means he has divine fury, and he's the warrior of the gods.
But it's still only lets me.
But it's the god of bigamy.
It's still only really like praying to God whilst going wild with my axe.
Oh yeah. All it does is it means you do extra damage with your axe. Oh,
so I changed kind of it like a Daily Mail reader.
I changed it from necrotic damage to, I thought thunder damage was more fitting. So rather than it being like necrotic damage, it's boom! It's a big thunderous blast.
Because
Grumsh is a storm god. But
his name's Grumsh.
Grumsh. The god of the orcs, yeah, the creator of the orcs. But I digest. You come to what looks to be, as you approach,
a fortunate trap.
Yeah, a break, if you will. Oh, did I find it? A break in the forest, and before you lies a body of water, a river, dark but lively, and strange stone structures appear on the side, and what you see tied up at the end of the path is a small wooden jetty with a little stake on the end and a raft. a raft attached to that jetty. You also, you know, you see some sort of fine mist on the river, and you just hear the, call of several different birds here, sort of a little caw, caw.
What's maybe the method of propulsion for this raft?
There is a large stick, a pole.
Is this technically leaving the path?
Is the river a path?
The river's all one path.
Yes. A river is a path.
Can I roll a d20 to know that?
The path of the river.
This is more
down
about
the river path.
About the story of it. Does it make sense in the story element?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Then it's part of the path. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Let's go on the river! Let's go on the river!
And the stake that it's tied to, that's not food from a fairy. That's just a wild
steak. What if you
steak.
Eat a fairy?
We could just have that steak.
Steak? Oh.
There's no way you can eat a fairy and not have
a fairy steak.
There's no... What do you want a fairy as food? It's just a wild steak.
You're not accepting food from anyone. Taking it. What if you steal food?
I think that's okay.
As an update, you guys have used 3 days of your rations.
What?
We should definitely take this steak and eat it.
How have we used 3 days of our rations?
Oh, no, two. 2 days. Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah. One of them you were resting. All right.
Yeah, it's only been like 16 hours.
I got 24 hours. So, right. That's one. Yeah,
we had 8 hours out, 8 hours back, and 8 hours rest.
One, 24 hours.
One day's rations.
Fucking
you have Jesus is over here. Like, you've eaten everything!
You pigs! It is Christmas.
He was watching how much we were eating in real life during the snack
break. Relatively, you fat cunts.
Okay. Now, so how do you approach? What do you do?
Well, where are we getting in the boat? And where are we going in the boat? To that thing, the stone structure, or to...
Was there an obvious like jetty on the other side of the river? Or does it look like we're going to the stone structure or just down the river?
On the opposite side of the road is of the river is a similar jetty. And you see a path, a bigger path, one might even call it a road, and you see a glint of yellow.
Yellow brick road. Or maybe it's béarnaise sauce for the steak.
Sorcery.
If
there's sauce, then we need to dip the stones in sauce, so, I'm all up for...
Alright, are we agreed then? We take the steak and we head to the sauce.
Hang on, this is one of those riddles, isn't it? There's a dragon...
Who's going on the head of the fox?
A boat, a gnome...
A fox, a chicken and a steak.
And then a scorpion on the head of the fox. Get halfway across, it stings him, and he's like, what did you do that for?
Seriously, though,
because I'm the Tory minister.
Weapons drawn when we go across the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in case the river...
Unless something comes out from the river and starts
to bite us. Who's doing the
like
stick?
A Loch Ness monster.
Who's doing the stick? Because I'll
do the stick.
I think I should have my hand free in case I'm required to do like
cast spell, like
a magic missile or...
I'll do the stick because that's a strong pushy thing and that's literally all I can do.
Okay, because I've got my bow, so...
Okay.
Alright.
Otherwise, I'm just...
I draw my bow ready.
Okay. You draw your bow?
Alright, so we've got the stake. We've gotten onto the boat.
Oh, it's a wooden stake. Sorry to burst that bubble. The raft is tied to a wooden stake.
Keep it in case of vampires.
I'm going to bring it anyway.
Right, wooden stake on your on your character sheet with a pencil.
Oh, mate, now you're going to get done for stealing steak.
So, as you approach the ferry, or the raft...
The ferry's ferry.
Three ravens... like they sort of circle in the air and then they alight on a nearby rocky outcropping. Caca, they say. They fly over your heads, land.
Talk to them, Will.
Land on the jetty, and then in a puff, they change form entirely. One is a female, a woman. She wears an apron and like a hair tied up in like a bandana. She seems to have her arms, sleeves rolled up, and some flour and stuff like that. You know, she looks a bit dishevelled, like she's worked all day. The second figure is also female, and she's lithe and tall and thin. She wears a green dress and has feathers in her hair. Flowers in her hair. The third figure is bent and old, and she has...
Is that the Fates?
Is that what you call them?
Like the three, the triumvirate of witches that form the three, the single, but the three in, like, folklore.
So, yeah.
Similar idea.
What are they?
Oh, I'm not a bit the Fates. You've got, like, the young one, the middle-aged one, and the old one from an age perspective.
Yeah. But their titles. Do you know their titles?
Oh, is that the mother, the lover, and the...
grandmother, isn't it? The matriarch.
Almost. You got the first one, right? The mother.
Yeah.
Oh, the mother, the priestess. Is there a priestess?
And the hooker.
And the crone.
The crone? Yeah, mother.
The lover and the crone.
It's the mother, the maiden, and the crone.
I reckon the Fates will be pretty fair on the fairy.
Banksy the maiden.
Banksy the crone.
She knows what she's doing. She's been around the block. Yeah. Well, so does the mother, actually. She's probably begot many a son and daughter. No, they say in unison together, if there is a way out of the enchanted forest you seek, then across our ferry you must go. They're not very good at rhyming.
Do you want to try that again, guys?
It is not free, so please give us a gift worthy of each of us, they say.
You think they would like a wooden stage?
That's my wooden stage, says the mother. She's like, I put that there.
My dad put that there years ago.
I reckon every woman wants a pumice stone.
Especially on we could each give them a pumice stone. I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three pumice stones. Pumice stones.
The mother takes them and looks at them. This is a suitable gift. Thank you.
Nice one. Yeah.
But she takes them to herself. The maiden and the crone still look at you expectantly.
Oh, for
but she took all three of them.
There was one. That's for each. One.
Greedy mama.
There was one for each.
Oh, no. This is fine for me, says the mother. My sisters require something else.
I push Bubba forward.
I'm gonna give my Skalgard hunting knife.
Oh, settle down. Don't overbreak the pudding.
What do you do? How does that look? Are you just going through your equipment list and choosing random things?
No, but I think if I maybe draw blood with it and give it to her, she'll be into that.
Whoa.
Sounds a bit crony, doesn't it?
Okay. I've got spoons written down here.
Are those your playing spoons?
Are those my spoons?
I think you put
spoons. I think I stole your spoons.
I think you put spoons on the wrong sheet.
Maybe I did.
Oh. Disguise kit, spoons and thieves spoons. No,
wait sheet. A minute. Hang on. Who have we got? The crone and the lover?
The maiden.
The maiden.
I'll give the maiden the spoons, mate.
No, they're my spoons.
Yeah, but you don't know who's stolen them at this stage.
Well, I didn't steal them. They just happened to be in my bag.
Obviously, watched The Witcher. And
oh, you know what you should...
The spoons in it. And I was like, we did that first, motherfucker.
I'm going to give the maiden my Tinder box because every maiden wants to be on Tinder.
not this maiden. No, thanks. I have no need for fire. But
So is the Skalgard hunting knife a good idea for the crown, do you reckon?
What's your reason?
that it's she can use it and it's knives are useful if you're a crone and you've got
to cut. I think the maiden would need to protect herself from the unruly advances of rapey boys.
Oh, the maiden?
Yeah.
No. Oh no, she looks appalled by the object.
I give the maiden my silver spoons. These have been in my family for generations.
I've got two acorns.
I'm going to give the maiden a kit that tests pills for Rohypnol.
What about? Were they like acorns? Which is like acorns. You can.
What do you do? How do you?
She can put it.
Oh, mate! Acorns for the maiden. For the maiden. Acorns for the maiden. They're like seeds.
And then she can do magic with them.
Acorns
for the maiden.
This is a suitable gift.
Spoons for the old lady. Grannies love collecting spoons.
Try the spoons first and then I'll try the blood dagger thing.
I've got both a skull hat and a tiny skull. You've got a
skull hat?
I have a skull hat on a hat. That's a tiny skull hat.
You should give the skull hat and the tiny skull hat to the crane. She'll love that.
No, but this is my stuff, guys.
They're fucking skull hats.
Did one of yours? One of you got?
I've already given up a pumice stone.
All right, my acorns.
They're not even your spoons.
They're written on my page. You're just giving away my shit. They're written on my page.
What do you do? What's?
I offer up the spoons.
How?
These are
spoons for sacrificing your worst.
Come
a little closer, dearie.
Oh, she's going to spoon your eye out.
Come a little closer.
I don't want to.
Come a little closer.
I scoop the other two in my arms and we all move in a little closer.
I push Ups towards the window. Just like Ups pushed me from the top of that mountain.
She looks at them in vague interest. What is the secret here? What's so special about these spoons?
Show her, Bubba. Show her, Marshall.
You'll have to hand them to me.
Can he show you how to use the magic of the spoons?
She shrugs.
I pass them to up.
I take the spoons, put them in my pocket, and turn around and walk off. Got my spoons back.
Mission accomplished. Marshall walks off into the sunset. Give me your character sheet.
Game over.
She says...
I give her my bonus action.
Ooh. anything good?
It is a secret I desire.
I've got three.
Secret.
Give me your phone number.
Marshall wears women's underwear.
She can WhatsApp you.
It's not a secret.
It's not a secret. He's not wearing anything except women's underwear.
Share with me your deepest, darkest secret.
Oh. What, for real? It's one time at back camp.
Your character.
It's one time at source camp.
I feel like contributed nothing.
I gave up pumice stone. And the pumice stone was my idea. Yeah, exactly. So we're all there.
And then I've given up my acorns.
I love those acorns. I've got three acorns.
Well, offer her some acorns. She wants a secret.
A secret.
How many secrets do you want?
Give her a secret acorn.
Just the one?
If it's a juicy one, yeah.
Is that just an acorn you've put on your bum first?
If they're tied on a string together.
I hope my sister's dead.
Oh. Do you know?
I don't want her living a life of slavery. I'd rather she was dead.
Did you just say to a witch that you wish your sister
was dead? No! Fuck you! My deepest secret is that in my heart of hearts, I would prefer to think of my sister as dead than going through the suffering, torture,
of bondage
and abuse of slavery to evil pirate men, devil pirate men.
Okay.
When I think of my sister, I think of her as dead.
That's fucked that narrative arc, isn't it?
Well, no, not at all.
And just like that.
She was dead.
She was dead on a boat.
Just wait till Toria listens to this episode.
Is that deep enough, darker secret for you, old lady?
Just wait till me.
Toria.
It satisfies me.
You're wetting the knickers for that one? Done a splooge?
Know only that a wish like this...
It's not a wish. It's not a wish. Can't make that any clearer. It's when I think of her. I don't wish her to be dead, but it's easier for me to think of her as such.
And when she thinks of you?
Are you saying she thinks of me?
It's a question. A follow-up question to your secret.
You never said anything. There's no mention. You said it was a
secret. Your secret intrigues me.
Well, you said you were happy with the answer, so that's that. Like, if you want something, you've got to do stuff for us. We've answered your little... We've played your little game and given questions and answered questions and given presents. We're allowed to go to the other side of the river to escape the weather.
I've got a secret for you.
Stop it! Don't forget them things! If you want anything more from us, from me or any of us, then the wheels needs to... As is tradition in the Fae, wheels need to be greased. Quick poke crow. Scratchy back, scratchy, scratchy back.
When you do see your sister again...
She'll be dead.
You may wish to not dwell on this fact.
Okay.
Would be my advice to you.
Thank you, Lady Crone.
Will that do for a secret?
Yeah, I love it.
And we didn't even have to tell her that Marshall voted to leave the EU.
Oh,
no.
Marshall's anti-vax.
Marshall's Orxit. Pro-Orxit.
Pro-Orxit. We did talk about making
Gorka Morka. I didn't think I would lose my job.
I just wanted to get rid of the bloody foreigners. That's not my opinion.
Cancel.
We did say on the Blood Mountain one, you did say make Gorka Morka great again.
Oh, yeah.
We had Trump Hawk. Say 2019. Okay. With that, the three figures again appear to transform into ravens and car, car, car. Squawk and flap off into the misty air and are gone.
Bye.
Remove your pumice stones and your acorns from your character sheets.
Yeah.
Goodbye, pumice stone.
That's the first time I've ever been told to remove my acorns from anything.
There is now a witch with really nice smooth feet. On the,
well, she needs to go with that in one of them little socks you get from Superdrug. I'll put them on and it. Then 3 days later, your little toe turns off. Falls off. Gets rid of all the dry skin.
Maybe a mighty oak or two. And maybe some fiendish machinations of yours and your sister's fate.
Or she might just go and have a wank over it.
Bit weird. Okay!
As I've just remembered, it's a skull hat and tiny skull hat. I'm going to put them on for this next bit of the walk.
Okay.
How do you...
So, the way this came about is that we decided that Marshall has an animal trophy. It's part of his starting equipment for being an outlander. Right. We decided that was a raccoon hat.
Right.
I said skunk hat, but you rightly corrected me and said raccoon hat. So you found a hat for Marshall and a tiny skull hat for the raccoon so that you could wear a skull hat, your raccoon hat, and the raccoon hat could wear its own skull hat on top.
Right.
So that was canon.
Oh, I see.
I think you were asleep at that point.
You sound like it, yeah. It
went really off the rails.
I mean, that's part of the reason I went to sleep.
Anyway, I'm putting my hats on.
Cool. Good-o, good-o. And, yeah.
Are we on the other side of the river?
You pole in, you pole down into nice. into the dark and misty river. Who is poling?
Me.
Do a strength check for me, please.
Oh, I don't know why that was appropriate. I'm not sure it was.
I feel like I may have eaten too many M&Ms.
To do a strength check.
To stand up.
13. I'm lucky for some, plus not for Mikey.
4 plus 4.
17.
You cross the river. It's a fairly strong-ish current, sure, but you're dig in and yeah, your muscles bulge and you easily pole across the river to the opposite jetty where there is a matching stake.
I thought that was good value.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I thought that was good. I thought the fates were very fair on the fairy ferry.
I called it the witch fairy. The witch's fairy. The mother, the maiden, the crone. It's definitely a Discworld thing, isn't it? Mm. Like,
it's an old folklore.
It's Hamlet. Like, not Hamlet, Macbeth.
Macbeth, yeah. There's three witches, but the fates goes back to
the Norns. They're also known as
it's the three witches that he goes and visits to find.
The way to rule forever.
No,
or
to find the way to. The three old hags.
Perseus.
Yeah, Perseus.
Weren't they more like the harpies?
But they're
but they're all similar sort of thing.
Yeah, they're all interchangeable in myth. In that, like, the idea is depending on which like application you're putting the triumvirate into dictates which. So. The three sisters, or the weird sisters, or the fates, or the all norms, depends on the context in which you're talking about the triumvirate.
Mm-mm-mm. I was looking a little bit into Slavic folklore. I've got a mate at work who's Lithuanian. He was talking about it, and there's a lot of similarities, paganism and sort of Slavic folklore as well. And Baba Yaga, the creator of all witches, comes from Slavic folklore. So the famous image of the witch's hut with the chicken legs.
That's
from Slavic folklore. Baba Yaga. Baba Yaga.
I love a bit of that. The word slave comes from Slav as well, doesn't it?
Ah, is that right?
That's the thing, because they were particularly compliant slaves in the ancient world. So that's why there was a preference for Slavic peoples to be slaves. Yeah. And that's where the word slave comes from.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Meanwhile,
on the other side of the river, a well-paved road of golden bricks curves off around the bend, over the hills, and far away.
Hey!
All right.
Follow the only road in Canada.
Thanks very much for listening to this latest episode of Centre of the Universe. Thanks to Dave for the theme tune. Please check out Defective Penguin Games on Steam. And thanks to Will for his audio wizardry. Please check out Gig at the End of the World on YouTube. Thanks also to Dan Byron for our new artwork. You can find more about his comic at Bad Egg Comic on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll be back next time with more adventures in the magical land of the fairies. Until then, bye!